morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio. Yes, we are. And in studio with us today is David Brown. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. So good. You are running for District 19,
yes,
correct?
That's right.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are?
Yes, absolutely. Been here in the Salem area since 1978. Moved over here with my parents from Central Oregon. And I've actually lived in District 19 since then.
Oh, wow.
Other
okay.
than a short stint, 4 years in the Navy, mm-hmm. when I was enlisted from 88 to 92.
Okay.
But returned to Salem. And, you know, I'm a Navy veteran, I was deployed, served on a ship, so I got the full experience.
Yeah.
But always knew that Salem was such a great area to come back to mm-hmm. raise a family and to start a business. And
absolutely.
That's been our reality.
Okay.
My wife Annette and I and our son Austin works with us, and we have a daughter Danielle, and she's a small business owner herself, so as an esthetician. But Sprague High School graduate, so I went through the Salem-Keizer School District. Here, I'm a product of that, and and that's one of my points and issues we'll get into too.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well,
I love that you have your family, your tight-knitted family, and I personally know your family. You guys
yes.
actually are who I go through for my car insurance.
And thank you for that.
And your wife is amazing. She's a huge supporter of you,
yes.
and that's awesome. You guys have your son in the office now as well.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
it's a joy.
Yeah,
to have that.
Well,
you know.
I'll tell you on a personal level. And David will probably remember this day vividly. I had started Kicking Cancer with an idea,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know how to get that idea out there. And so the guy that was the mechanic on my car, who advertises with us, Real Tech Auto.
Oh, yeah.
So he says, hey, I have this little group. You should come talk to them. So I did. The problem is it was really difficult to talk about my sister's situation. And I
mm-hmm.
stood up in front of this group that I didn't know, and I completely lost it,
mm-hmm.
what seemed like an eternity, and then one person in the crowd, who I didn't know yet, named David Brown, came to my defense, and he said, "That's just God speaking through you."
Yeah, you're gonna have to get closer to your mic on next time you talk. Sorry.
That's how I met David initially.
Yep. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and we've got David Brown joining us.
Yes, and you said something in that last segment, David. You were talking about District 19, which is where you live and the one you're running in, but I found out in the break that I think I'm in your
district, but I'm not.
You're just outside by a couple blocks.
A couple blocks. So exactly
yeah.
what is District 19?
Yeah, great question. So District 19 goes as far south as Reese Hill Road, so a landmark out there would be Creekside Golf Course. Out in that
oh.
area, so just a little bit south of that. It's far north to State Street, so between Willamette and the Capitol.
Okay.
All right. So let's go back to Reese Hill real quick. Now let's go to Liberty Road, everything east of Liberty Road to State Street.
And therein lies the problem. I'm about
problem.
Two blocks west of Liberty
right.
Road.
Right. Yes, yes. And then Reese Hill, parallel with I-5 going north. Out to 22 a little bit to Four Corners.
Okay.
Back to State Street. There's about 51,000 voters, residents in that area. So it's a large,
yeah,
large district.
Right.
For sure.
Pretty densely populated area.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive into your big issues that you want
yeah.
to head on.
You bet. And you know, being a citizen of this city for so many years and have seen the highs, the lows. I got this nudge to do this about 6 years ago, and now is the time for me to act. And when I presented this and got the blessing of my family, they said, great, Dad, it's about time.
Yeah. That was probably a relief.
Just what you wanted to hear, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so a few key factors, these three problems that we're seeing in South Salem, in our city right now in particular, and through the state
yeah.
for that matter, is one, we're not safe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
Amen.
A public safety issue. Number two, our school quality has cratered. For Salem, Keizer, the state of Oregon school district to rank 46 at best out of 50?
At best.
That's something we can't be satisfied with for our future generations.
Right.
And that's what this is about, is our future generations.
Yes.
And then the third item here is it's just too expensive for working families to live here.
Yeah.
The cost of everything. And this is interesting with the groups that I talk to, is that it covers and touches everyone. It's not party biased.
No.
And that's the feedback I'm getting. I'm running as a Republican candidate, but I have Democrats that come up to me kind of on the side and they say, yeah, what you're messaging hits us all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your transparency and the truth you're speaking to us. So thank you very much for representing these things for all.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that safety is not a partisan issue.
No, none of it is.
And I would say that economy can be viewed partisan, but if you can't afford to fill up your gas tank and get some food, then you don't even care what party is part of.
Right.
Yeah.
Those
right.
are nonpartisan issues.
Right.
And I'm not, I'm sorry, but I can't imagine anyone look at our school system and go, this is where we want to be as a state.
Right.
We're just messed up as a state.
Our kids deserve better.
Way better.
Teachers need to be able to teach.
Amen.
And kids need to be able to receive and get the education.
Well, in 30 minutes, tell us how kids can be better.
Yes.
In 30 minutes?
No, 30 minutes from now.
Okay. 30 minutes from now. Yeah, gotcha.
We'll be right back,
yes,
guys.
Thank you.
Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We are having such a great conversation with David Brown.
Yes,
who,
we
by
are.
The way, you're running for District 19.
Correct. Yes.
You touched on a couple of things, and I want to kind of dive into the safety issue because you talked about that being one of your issues. But David, what is safety? What does public safety mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And as I was meeting with the chief of police here, Trevor Womack, in recent weeks, also recently with Marion County Sheriff Nick Hunter and Fire Chief Mike Niblock, and these are great servants of our communities.
Oh, yeah.
And to sit down and for them to take the time to visit with me, and I'm not asking for votes.
Right.
I'm just asking for common understanding and learning from them what matters most to them.
Yeah. Hmm.
So public safety, to me, to answer your question here, Barron, is it's much more than just the police. It's about fire services and EMS services.
Mm-hmm.
It's about response time of police, of fire, of EMS, getting to the dispatch location. And so with manpower, you know, getting people out there,
yep.
getting them trained, getting the resources they need, the equipment they need, the technology that they need, and to have allocations in our budget set aside and always sustainable for them to maintain a high level of response time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the break there, you were talking a little bit about response time, and you made a very interesting comment that getting across the bridge at a certain time of day can
that's right.
be an issue.
That's right. That's right.
So how does that play into it, David?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I rode with House One downtown, a headquarters there, and had a fantastic time with the crew and spent the whole day with them. And we got dispatched to a small kitchen fire out there in West Salem. And so we're about halfway over the bridge heading to West Salem, and we get called off the call, as did a couple other engines. Now we're heading back over the bridge at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in gridlock.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm.
That's not resources well spent.
No.
No.
At all. And so there's some other creative ways, ideas, and things that need to get back on the table to get thought through about how to get ingress and egress of these services to and from.
We get back in 30 minutes. Let's talk a couple of one of your other issues, David.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, back to you, Dan Bongino. Hey guys. guys. It's Amanda and Baron, and joining us is David Brown. And we were talking a little bit about public safety on the last segment. And with you being a business owner here in Salem, has it impacted you in any way?
Oh, it sure has. And that's a wonderful question, Amanda. Thank you. As a small business owner here in Salem, and it's just not my business that we see being impacted by, you know, decisions regarding Measure 110, mm-hmm. legalization of drugs and decriminalization.
Decriminalization.
Yeah. There we go. That's the word.
Yeah.
And I know there's efforts made here recently in the short session to help repeal and pull some of those penalties, get them more to a higher level.
Yeah.
And so, but as a business owner, you know, last August we had to put up a 8-foot-high cyclone fence uh-huh. with barbed wire at the top of behind our business there.
Yeah.
Why? Because of people camping out. And I get they're trying to get out of the rain, the shelter, and everything. I get that. I have compassion for people. But for the messes that are left, the human waste that is left,
yeah.
the trash, needles, all the paraphernalia that is left at a place of business where I earn a living, where my customers come to me for services, is it can't be allowed.
Right.
It can't be allowed.
And I know where your business is.
Right.
And on commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven forbid if your business was downtown Salem, where you have a little tiny alcove to get into your front door, which is a whole different problem
sure.
downtown
sure.
than where you're at. This is an out-of-control problem.
Yeah, so at our office, we have that nice little wall there.
Yeah.
So it's a nice hide for campers.
Sure.
And just to have, you know, anything going on there that they want to. So, anyhow, so that's how it's impacted us.
Yeah.
Is that way.
Mm-hmm.
Having to become maintenance crews every morning at our business.
That's where we're at.
So it's presentable.
Yeah.
And that's just not me. That is that's a true story for many business owners and in the neighborhoods in our city here too.
Yeah. Us included. We've mm-hmm. got a fence up and they continue to cut holes in our
my
fences
goodness.
And still so yes. It is definitely an issue.
Well, I know that there are so many issues and I think that Amanda and have you come back, but in our last 45 seconds or a minute, touch on your thoughts when it comes to schools.
Yes.
How do we address some of the school problems?
Today? Yes, yes. Well, I just had the good fortune of going out to Stevens Elementary School last Friday, and I saw the demonstration of metal detectors
mm-hmm.
out there. And it was very eye-opening and a very good presentation by a couple of manufacturers.
Okay.
And the integrators that were on site, too, to help walk and talk you through implementation of these systems. And I'm a proponent of SROs. School resource officers.
Mm-hmm.
In conjunction with these metal detectors, the rates of safety skyrocket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It says a lot.
Absolutely.
It does a lot. And the technology that's available to us to deter any type of nefarious activity or weapons or anything like that is they'll be found out in a quick amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love your flyer. We're almost out of time, and I mm-hmm. apologize for cutting you off, but I love what it says here. David is not a politician. I think that you're a man of the people. How do they get a hold of you, David?
Yeah, they get a hold of me at our website is davidbrownforsalem.com. We just received a big order of signs. Hit the website, request a sign, and the team or I will come out and do that for you.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Thank you for
all
coming
right.
in.
One
Thank
more time,
you.
Your website.
davidbrownforsalem.com.
That's davidbrownforsalem.com.